1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New data shows Madison students are not progressing the way the school board had hoped. Numbers from the Ford exam show less than half of third through eighth graders were proficient in literacy. And for Black students, that number was 14%. School board president Nichelle Nichols was shocked to see it.
I'm trying to temper my visceral reaction to seeing the data, particularly when I see percentages for our Black students, our students with IEPs, and our students who are English learners.
The board hopes to improve scores by 10 percentage points by 2027. And we're getting a look at the health of Dane County teens. The Dane County Youth Assessment shows mental health is better now than it was at the start of the pandemic. But one of the most staggering statistics, 90% of kids said they feel lonely because of internet use. And 1 in 10 high schoolers reported skipping a meal because their family didn't have enough to eat. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds.
Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the things on which we agree. I know they exist. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot and Sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Because your opponent almost every day seems to be talking about this. So I just want to ask you yes or no. At any point in your life, have you served two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
on a sesame seed bun,
working at a McDonald's? Yes or no? That's it.
I have.
Okay. Now the other job.
But it was not a small job. Like, I did the fries. I mean, yes,
for a small period of time.
Oh, thank God. Most pressing issue for America has finally been resolved. Kamala Harris did, in fact, work at McDonald's when she was in college.
Did our special guest work at McDonald's?
Oh, look, it's the creepy guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Stephanie. Good morning. Hello, Chris. Hello, Cody.
Can I just say reviewed that not one of us put any of our college jobs on our resumes.
Right. I flip burgers at Flaky Jake's in Tempe, Arizona. I've never been on a resume.
I never made over $4 an hour until I got in radio, and Ron has made sure that I'm still at that exact level. I still make $4.
Wait a minute, you're making $4 an hour? Jesus.
He's overpaying you.
Damn.
I'm overpaid whatever I'm making.
Oh, my God. Get me a calculator.
All right, so is that it? That's all he's got to run on. She's lying about working at McDonald's. Nobody puts their stupid, crappy college jobs on their resume. Oh, my God. All right. Thank God. That's been resolved.
I've never put my lederhosen job on resume.
Ooh.
I wore lederhosen.
Yeah.
At Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was a cocktail waitress at Fung Lum.
Yeah.
It's Universal.
Until you,
I didn't put that on either.
Until you ate your weight in goldfish crackers.
Yes, I did, and the kimono didn't fit anymore. Yogurt Delight, I'd take the whole yogurt machine apart, put it back together, but there was like 70 billion pieces to that effing yogurt machine.
I had to do that at Snow Oasis in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah.
What flavor was it?
Pardon me?
What flavor?
Shut up, Ron. Anyway.
Vanilla, chocolate.
Ron is here doing, I assume America's business, Stephanie Miller Show business.
Yes. Yes, go to SiriusXM.
Keeping progressive radio alive business.
Hopefully. Oh,
by the way, someone gave a shout out. Can we just say, Ron, interesting you're here. Marshall said, these are some progressive stations all available online who still carry the torch. WCPT 820 AM in Chicago,
yep.
AM 950 KTNF, 950 in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and KTRC 1260 AM in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yep.
Hey, look, dive right in. The water's fine. Come on, let's get some more progressive stations on the air. This guy can't do everything. Look at him.
Yeah, thank you.
He barely disarmed the alarm system successfully last night.
But I did.
But you did. I was so proud of you. You
so
disarmed
sorry.
The SimpliSafe. Good job.
Yes.
I thought for sure he's going to set off the alarm when he comes in.
Should I share with everybody the code?
No.
What's wrong with
him?
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with him?
Sleepy.
Can I have sexy liberal music? We continue to have incredibly... incredibly exciting sexy liberal news. There's things that might happen for Phoenix I can't even talk about.
Right.
I told you,
right.
And now I have to kill you. And now who's going to sell t-shirts in Phoenix?
Really? I want to know.
I check in VIPs. I don't sell the t-shirts.
That's true.
Oh, I set up the t-shirts.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And good job. Thank you.
Allison Gill.
We sold a lot in North Carolina.
On behalf of the Widows and Orphan Fund, thank you.
Widows and Orphans being Stephanie
Miller.
He's
like, okay. Ka-ching, $4
and she gets $4 an hour? What the hell?
Because of you, I've become a cheap flesh peddler. I just tweeted a picture of him, and I said, free hugs from a hunk.
An idea.
Look
how
at
much?
Him. I make him wear tight stuff, and then I peddle his flesh.
We should just have a celebrity bid up.
Yeah, just wait until Kansas City, when Nebraska Knicks.
Right? Oh. Is he going to do the patriotic thong thing? Oil up?
He'll do it.
Closing trunks?
Sure.
Oh, will he come out with a card with all the cast name?
Sure, absolutely.
He's going to be the ring boy?
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. Where was I? Oh, Phoenix. Allison Gill from Mueller, she wrote podcast fame. CC Goldwater, my running mate.
Uh-huh.
From 2008, Goldwater Miller. Family name, no skills, just like W. Ex-Republican girls gone wild. Also, Katrina Schaffner, who's going to beat Andy Biggs for Congress. And there's other stuff.
Other big stuff that
cooking
might
last
happen.
Minute.
So we need to go to the theater and say we need to increase the amount of, stage accoutrements and microphones.
Accoutrements.
When we get a confirmation, yes,
just
we will.
Just settle. Yeah. There's other things in the works. Mm. Okay.
Usually, we grabbed a seat in North Carolina, and we called it your throne because it had a back. The rest of the seats didn't have a back.
I am the queen.
You are. So we gave you a throne. That's what we called
I'm
it.
Told I'm the queen of progressive talk radio.
Well, God bless.
We are amused by that.
Oh, that queen is dead.
What? Oh, anyway, just added
long live the queen.
And then the big extravaganza, November 2nd here in L.A.
Oh, yes.
Just added future Senator Adam Schiff, along with Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen. And are we working on other things? Of course we're working on other things.
Wait a minute. President Bartlett will be...
Yes.
Wow.
And Luke Skywalker.
Woof.
We will save both America and the universe. You're welcome. Also, Chicago, the big, huge DNC show, still for sale. Pay-per-view at sexyliberal.com with Governor Pritzker, Mark Hamill, Jamie Harrison, Jan Schakowsky, Jill Weinbanks.
Yep.
Okay.
I would say that your cognitive capabilities are very good, that you could remember all of those names.
Right.
And do it in North
Sometimes she doesn't.
You know, it's our 20-year anniversary.
It is. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you, Ron. What a delight it's been.
And you're still getting $4 an hour. Wow.
Yes. Thank you for keeping me humble.
You have your notifications on.
Actually,
there.
my first radio job, I was promised a bike, which never materialized.
A bike?
Yeah. I worked for a bike, and then they never gave it to me.
Yeah, but that wasn't me.
You know how that was? Their bike account, dropped. They're like, sorry,
but
no bike.
But that wasn't me. I actually did deliver on a bike,
That's
if you
true.
Recall, right?
That's true. You did.
I was promised breakfast.
Did that happen? No.
Yeah, actually did happen. Yes.
Wow. Did you know that one of Chris's first jobs as a promotional aide and was putting up balloon arches for radio stunts?
That's nice.
Yeah. Every Wednesday night we had hump days at Denim and Diamonds, and I had to set up a balloon arch.
I would like a balloon arch in Phoenix for my entrance. My entrance.
That is where I set up balloon arches, was in Phoenix.
I'm like a radio... And that's... Well, see, you have some...
Do you have a specific color scheme you would like?
Let's get one thing straight and we'll get along fine.
Blue.
My entrance. Lights first, then music, then the door, then the carpet. If a mistake is made, someone's head will roll. Would you like to guess whose?
Okay. See what I did there?
I used
to do radio stunts and now you work with radio.
Uh-huh.
That's
I got
funny.
It. Yeah, that's...
Same.
Yeah,
different
see,
balloon
you changed one letter and made it funny.
I made it dirty. Okay. Can I just say we get the best guestesses in the world? Who's America's early warning system, Chris?
Black ladies.
Who was just on the show? Was it yesterday?
Maya Wiley.
You could have had Maya Wiley in New York. She tried to warn you about Eric Adams. Now look what you've done. Yeah, way to go, Ron. You're from New York.
My city.
Yeah, you live there.
I voted for him.
Way to go, Ron.
Oh, you are a bastard person.
No, I voted for him. I'm in the general election.
Oh, in the general. Okay, you are forgiven.
Yeah, rude pundit put on Threads. Yeah, that's what you get when you vote for cops.
Wow. Okay. Well, he Jesus.
Now he wants to abolish the police. Yeah. You know there's something wrong when Bill Maher likes you. Oh, you're a different kind of Democrat. Yeah, you're a different kind of Democrat because you're a Republican crook, basically.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Because he was, like, you know, against masking and, you know, it was like he would talk all this crap about vaccine and masking.
We're talking about. Are we still talking about my mayor?
Yes.
Eric Adams?
Yes. I knew there was a reason. Bill Maher's like, oh, he's so great. He's
Let's remember, innocent until proven guilty.
Right, oh. Sure. I said that. Didn't I open with that?
Yeah, you totally opened with that.
He has been indicted amid federal corruption investigations in his administration. He would be the first New York City mayor criminally charged while in office.
Which is saying something, because there were a lot of questionable mayors
of New York. You know, New York is trying to follow suit from historic governors from Illinois.
Oh, well.
You and know. Now, yeah. And yet, Rudy Giuliani remains unimprisoned at this hour.
Yeah. Oh, he's imprisoned in his own mind.
Yes, the sources, I don't know, where is this, the city, I don't know what, is saying that sources are saying he's being charged with acting as an unregistered foreign agent for taking actions in his official capacity of mayor after receiving donations from foreign sources. That smells a little Menendez-y.
Well, and yesterday didn't a whole bunch of people resign too, like the head of schools and
earlier in the week. Yes.
Yeah. The head of the police department.
The commissioner of the police department,
right.
And then the new commissioner was also investigated, although they say that maybe the acting commissioner something unrelated to this.
You need to clean up that city.
Hey,
need Batman.
Exactly.
Once again, that was a lengthy explanation by Ron Hartenbaum that I just tuned right out for.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In other national news.
You know, how many times have I said to you over our 20-year career, Ron, there's a much shorter way to tell that story. Let's edit. Okay.
It's all about storytelling stuff.
Our point is, what happened? Is the DOJ still weaponized against Trump and Republicans? It's yet another. And here's the difference. We all call AOC. Everybody has already called on him to resign. And Trump, they're like, oh, no, let's make him president. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said Eric Adams must resign immediately. You know, that is how you handle a corrupt politician in your own party. And Charlotte Clymer, our new friend, of course, said, you know who wouldn't be federally indicted as the mayor of New York City right now? Maya Wiley. Maya Wiley. She is so magical. Wasn't she magical?
I love her. She's lovely.
Yeah, now you better beg. Now you better beg because she's got a wildly successful book out.
Yeah. She was lovely to us, but you know she'll cut a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, Kamala Harris was fantastic. Can all the people asking for her to do an interview now shut the up? She won't do a sit down. Stephanie Ruhle was fantastic, and she asked some tough questions.
She's a very formidable
financial reporter, and she was fantastic. That's my impression of everyone now in the mainstream media. That's it. I've reached maximum annoyance with everyone.
Stephanie Ruhle did have a good point. She asked, you know, where's the money going to come from to fund all of this, and she didn't answer.
Yes, she did. Oh, God, I hate Crystal Boy sometimes. Has he always been here?
For $3
an hour. He's such a captain buzzkill.
$3
an hour.
She was fantastic.
Stephanie Ruhle made that point yesterday, though.
Oh, please, pick out the one. Oh, God, he just gets a big pile of cash, and he's like, look, there's one little tiny piece of horse in here. Look at this. Look at this tiny little. Okay.
But that one tiny little piece of crap is what the Republicans are going to grab
onto. She was fantastic. We have 75 sound bites of her being very detailed. You know, one of them I loved? She said, when I'm president, we will double the number of registered apprenticeships. You know this. You have kids. I have two people very close to me, kids in their 20s, like failure to launch kind of stuff. It's hard to get internships, jobs, get, you know, afford housing, all
experience.
Of that stuff. And she's talking about all that stuff. That is a fantastic idea. I'm not listening to Chris Lavoie for the rest of the...
Why do you hate me?
You're just annoying.
Jesus.
God, I almost like Ron in comparison.
What?
Really nice. Happy to be here.
I read our text. What was that sexy liberal coming back from? Oh, Chicago. And I sent you the most loving text, all of you.
Yes, it was
very
loving.
And all you made a joke is about me going down the plane and what you're going to do next. And I was just like, you.
She is not going to let that go. That is going to be a thing for her for years.
And that was the nicest text ever. I was so loving.
Do you want to read it? Do you have it?
I did already read it on the air, you bastard person.
Nice. You know, when I
just said delete that, I was taking off. I'm like, delete that last tech. Just what, you.
What I said was from the heart. Have a safe trip.
Don't crash.
Yeah. What a way to collect the life insurance money.
You're a ruthless bastard.
Don't blame me. Blame American Airlines.
Right.
JetBlue.
I have always host.
There you go. See?
Look at, I'm surrounded by, this is like Shark Tank. It's Radio Shark Tank.
I don't want to host, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to do some sexual favors for her if you want to, yeah. You got a few steps, lady.
Hi, Jody.
All about Eva over there. He's going to jump you for a younger, blonder one, too. You just wait.
Oh,
you just wait.
God.
You're not going to be repaid for your treachery, lady. Yeah.
Dr. Laura's not younger.
By the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Think about that. By the way, guess how I'm celebrating my birthday Sunday when I will be
43.
According to Carol Burnett.
I'm going to be spending my birthday with the future president of the United States. What? They open up the cheaper tickets for the fundraiser Sunday. I'm not going to be hanging out with. I'll be sitting with binoculars and be tackled by security if I get close to her. But still, I'm going.
So you're coming back from Phoenix and then going immediately there.
Yes, to hang out with the future president of the
United
States.
By the way, she could have gotten better tickets if the guy that owned the show that's trying to kill her for the life insurance
right,
money
if I
would
made
have paid her more than $4
right,
an
if
hour.
If I made more than $4 an hour, but I had to wait for the cheapest tickets to open up again.
She's spending a year's salary on these tickets.
You know, we all decide to do what we want to do.
It's okay. I'll maybe be thinner than Jody. Food budget's kind of.
We got to play some commercials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big boss is here.
Get out, Ron. Mm. 21.
Mm. Nice to be here.
Okay.
Love you all.
Talk about
especially
the things.
Especially you, Stephanie.
To pay the bills. Okay.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Ron successfully disarming the Simply Safe system.
That's right.
I did not. I really was betting against him. I thought, oh, this will be a good test. And then the right live guard technology will kick in. Mm-hmm. Right, they'll be like,
Ron, we know you're trying to kill her for the life insurance money.
That's what happens. They come over the thing. Fast protect monitoring, live guard protection. Simply Safe agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. I pre-sent a picture, Ron. I said, this guy is trying to kill me for the life insurance money and has been for 20 years. If you see this guy come in the house.
Right.
I was going to make it like Home Alone, just set up a bunch of booby traps.
Like a paint can that comes down and...
Yeah, like I give them the code to Simply Safe.
Very
like,
nice.
And there's like a can of oil and feathers and tar. I don't know. Okay. Bowling ball.
Uh-huh.
You're never locked into a long-term contract. And it's affordable. It's less than a buck a day, which is all I can afford on my $4 an hour. So it's good that they are the most affordable security company in the country. And they've been named best home security company by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running and the best customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. So put that in your pipe and smoke on it. Protect your home, 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera. Oh, I don't want to know what Ron's doing inside the extra bedroom.
Oh.
When you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring, go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe, Ron.
That's right.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hotels.com.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax advantage savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. Or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. And the lady is
Stephanie Miller. She's a
lady. Yeah, F&A. F&A, right, man. Kent in Phoenix has already erected a balloon arch in Phoenix.
Oh, good.
Getting ready for our arrival. Hello, Kent.
Hello. I want to be the first to wish welcome you to Phoenix.
Thank you. I hear tell it's going to be 113 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, but you know what? It could be worse. It could be raining.
Yeah, it could be worse. Could be raining.
I can help you with that, huh?
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, good. Can't wait to see you. I don't know what's happening there.
He's on the light rail, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's on public transportation.
All right. Good God above threads. Thou shalt not demand more policy specifics from Kamala when she's provided tons, and Donald's only specific plan involves deporting 20 million human beings. Thank you. Is he done yelling at clouds and groups of people? No. Who did he say now? Or
old people.
He said, right, any senior that doesn't vote for Trump, you're going to have to, we're going to have to send you a psychiatrist to have your head examined.
He did it to Catholics, too, the other day.
Yeah.
You can't do that because he only has a concept of a health care plan, so they're not going to afford a psychiatrist, but okay. Right, he said, on Monday, he said, any Catholic that votes for Comrade Kamala Harris should have their head examined.
Yep.
So he's just going to keep yelling at different bad Jews, bad Catholics, bad
old people.
Old people.
Old man yells at clouds about old people.
Oh, Grampy. Matlock's not real.
Matlock is real.
Carl Frisch next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison City Clerk is clearing up what happened with those extra ballots sent to voters. Earlier this week, we reported that 2,000 people in one ward of the city got two absentee ballots. There was nothing wrong with these ballots. They were both accurate. They just got a duplicate. Then city staff started reaching out to each voter to tell them, of course, they can only submit one. Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale wants people to know that if a voter submitted two absentee ballots, the system would catch it.
Each of those certificate envelopes has a unique barcode. A timely example is if we mistakenly send somebody two ballots because we ran the same file twice, only one of those ballots can be counted.
Those barcodes serve all kinds of purposes. It can help you track your absentee ballot if you're using one. You can find all the info you need at myvote.wi.gov. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we give our popcorn pick of the week, and Emerson Lehman of the WBAY Morning Show drops by to talk about his Emmy nominations. Join me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Gov.
I think we should eliminate the filibuster for Roe, and we need and get us to the point where we 51 votes. Would be what we need to actually put back in law the protections for reproductive freedom.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that first. Oh, look who's here. It's somebody that might know a thing or two about politics.
Carl.
Oh, Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hi, CarlFrisch.com. Hi.
Good morning.
The man, the myth, the website.
Mooks for Carl.
There you go. There you go. That's fantastic news, I think, right? Talking about getting rid of the filibuster finally to get women their right back they've had for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of good things would come of this if they would actually do it. There's not a lot of utility aside from appointments if we don't have the House.
Right.
So we've got to win it all.
Yeah. Then you know how you know it's a really good idea? Joe Manchin's against it.
Exactly.
So.
And Kirsten Sinema.
Yeah. Has she had to report to her job at Fashion Bug yet? Or no? Does that not start until she? Okay. All right.
Fashion Bug at Christown Mall.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right, let's a little everybody talking about the interview last night with Stephanie Ruhle, which I thought she was fantastic. Let's take a listen, Carl.
Then let me ask about a big job.
But to your point, if you don't mind, before
Please.
You get to the big job, there's a part of the reason I even talk about having worked at McDonald's is because there are people who work at McDonald's in our country who are trying to raise a family. I worked there as a student. I was a kid. Who work there trying to raise families and pay rent on that. And I think part of the difference between me and my opponent includes our perspective on the needs of the American people and what our responsibility then is to meet those needs.
Yeah. Can you believe that we're having a campaign? Tell me you got nothing without telling me you got nothing. Donald right. Trump basically running on, she's lying about McDonald's. First of all, who cares if she worked at McDonald's in college? But secondly, yes, she worked at McDonald's. And it's just, I mean, to her point, she does connect more with normal people. Mm-hmm. Her family couldn't afford a house till she was a teenager. She had to work crap jobs like most of us, right?
Yeah, there's not a lie that percolates up on Twitter that Donald Trump doesn't eventually pass on as his own. I think ultimately, though, what really scares him is the prospect that maybe at some point in his life, Kamala Harris served him a Big Mac.
Oh, did you see that? He also said that he would go work at McDonald's for half an hour to prove that it's not very hard work.
Oh, good luck with that.
Oh, God.
Oh, please. He'd eat all the hamburgers and get fired within 20 seconds. No, stop stuffing them in your face.
I think the fact that he said 4:30 minutes shows you how little he understands the lives of the people who work there.
Right. Yeah.
People who work there would love to work there for 30 minutes and then go be a billionaire who is, four times declared bankruptcy.
They're like, where do we get that shift? The one that's 30
exactly.
minutes, then we get to go home.
That's
yeah.
a swing shift.
So, Carl, I keep asking this question every day, but as a former campaign strategist, I keep saying, how do you run against what they always say, like, oh, politicians always lie, blah, blah, blah. This is just a solid wall of lies. He's not, I'm not even sure. I thought she did a fantastic job last night, you know, taking it to him on issue after issue. But I was with this story. Republican pollster Frank Luntz urged a heated CNN panel to dial down the rhetoric and stopped himself mid-thought upon realizing he was criticizing the show's format, which has become like a, you know, reboot of Crossfire.
Right.
It's people, you know, both sides. And the problem with both sides... doing it or is that they're lying. Mm-hmm. And there was a case in point, Representative Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana, his tweet about Haitians eating pets. Like, they just keep doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on lies. He tweeted, LOL, these Haitians are wild, eating pets. All these thugs better get their mind right and get their ass out of our country before January 20th. So he got, you know, criticized by both sides, right, on CNN. But then he told CNN the post is true. Mm-hmm. Like, because Donald Trump is the biggest liar ever, they all have to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, and I think the Harris campaign has found the right way to approach the truth here, which is to quickly point out it's not true and then move on to the issues that people actually care about. Because I'll tell you what, most people believe that all politicians lie, but they do hold Donald Trump in a very special place of reverence among the liars. And so, you know, I think we lose ground when we are constantly fact-checking him.
Yeah.
We are operating on his ground, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. We're not articulating our own message. And so I think what the Harris campaign has done that's powerful is that they pivot very quickly to the issues that matter. When she talks about McDonald's, it's an extension of the conversation around the opportunity economy that she's been raising throughout this campaign. When she's talking about bringing down the price of groceries, making sure that people have a path to owning a home, helping people start small businesses, helping people start their families. These are things that never come out of Donald Trump's mouth because he never thinks about them, right. Nor would he ever think about them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was mentioning, you know, a couple of people, one in my family, somebody close to me, you know, kids in their 20s that really are having a tough time getting, like, a job, an internship, anything in the field they want to pursue. And that's why I thought just everything she talks about resonates, apprenticeships and, you know, money for housing. You know, kids, you understand, are like, how would I ever afford a house, right? I mean, there's all these issues that I feel like she's really, I think, are resonating. Do you?
Yeah, well, and, you know, especially on the homeownership front, you talk to most Gen Z kids, many of them are nearly 30, and they'll tell you, homeownership is not in their deck of cards in terms of the things that they are thinking about for their future. And why is that? Because they've been taught through experience that that is going to be a very difficult thing for them to attain.
Yeah.
And so if she can reposition the American dream so that it is attainable by, you know, people who have kind of written it off, I think that's a huge win.
Yeah. I should point out, Chris, historically, I bought this house 20 years ago before I knew the guy that owns the show.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to make, you know, real money in TV. So now I need to sell my body to the night in addition to the $4 an hour he pays me in order to stay here.
So that's you on Western Boulevard when I drive?
Yes.
Yeah, when I am driving here, okay. She's just
right.
Coming home.
Got it.
Right. So. Okay. When it gets light.
With her little shoes
I'm done
in
with
her
my
hands, you know.
Second job. Call me Roxanne. Shut up, Ron. He just said, I don't have to turn up. Really? I do have to turn on the red light for $4 an hour. Here's my point, Carl.
So. Hey, I'll only make two.
Well, it's all proportional. So here, let's do one more. The immigration. Again, I don't know how many times you can just say over and over again, Donald Trump is the one who killed the immigrants. None of us on our side, including Kamala Harris, are saying it's not a problem. They're just saying you killed the most conservative plan to fix it ever. So let's take a look.
First of all, we do have a broken immigration system,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be fixed. And if we take a step back, months ago, some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress came together with others, proposed a border security bill that would have put 1,500 new border agents on the border to help those hardworking border agents who are there right now working around the clock, would have put more money into stemming the flow of fentanyl, which is killing Americans around our country and devastating communities.
Okay, so there's that. Let's skip, because this is the thing, and I'm sure it drives you crazy, too. It drives us all crazy here, this whole that Trump would be better on the economy. I mean, granted, she's closing that gap in record time, but it still is just, let's go to, where is this one? Blah, blah, blah. I think she asked that. 13, Stephanie Ruhle.
Polling shows that most likely voters still think Donald Trump is better to handle the economy. Boy. Why do you think that is?
Well, here's what I know in terms of the facts. Donald Trump left us with the worst economy since the Great Depression when you look at, for example, the employment numbers.
It was during COVID, and employment was so high because we shut down the government, we shut down the country.
Even before the pandemic, lost manufacturing jobs by most people's estimates, at least 200,000. He lost manufacturing plants, ask the auto workers. How he lost auto plants. We have grown over 20 new auto plants.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the 33 lies, flat out lies he told in the debate, right? They said there was one misleading Kamala Harris. The only she was actually right. It was just talking about when the unemployment rate was, because it obviously was higher and then started to come down. So, but it was a hot meaning, like, what was it, 11, 12, 13 or something ridiculous. You know, and the fact is he lost more jobs than Herbert Hoover and handed them a you know, nightmare as an economy, right?
Yes, and we always forget the other side of that sandwich was, what was he handed as an economy?
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
He was handed an economy on fire, going very well, by the Obama-Biden administration. And, you know, spent, you know, on his first day in office, started taking credit for everything that was happening when he arrived. And so it's not just that he squandered much of what, let's forget the pandemic ever happened. And I know it's very hard, and forget how he bungled it and how he was showing up in our living rooms every single day in those crazy press conferences. This is also a guy who passed a giant tax cut for billionaires and corporations that he didn't pay for, that he added $2 trillion to our national debt, and, you know, that made it harder for working families to succeed, removing tax cuts that they relied on, or tax incentives that they relied on for generations. So, you know, whatever strength there may have been was, illusionary. It was not, it was not survivable, because we'd have to.
And even Fox News, what's his name, pundit Juan Williams, called out Kellyanne Conway over her defense of Trump's economy speech, claiming the speech was nothing more than ad hominem attacks on Kamala Harris. Conway says Trump got very granular. Oh, please. I mean, oh, my God. Williams said, we've tried some of this before under President Trump, and the trade wars had a terrible effect on manufacturing here in the United States. It went to its lowest level under the Trump administration in the past. All I heard from him were attacks on Harris, Comrade Kamala, for an hour and a half. Kamala's a communist. Yeah, he doesn't know anything about anything. Trade, tariffs, the economy. I mean, even Juan Williams pointed out, our economy is doing better than any other in the world after COVID. And on inflation, et cetera, right?
Yes, and this is a guy who will attack presidential candidates for using a teleprompter while he's reading the attack from a teleprompter.
Right.
So,
yeah, right.
you know, look, anybody who gets on there and talks about how Trump has turned a new page or is getting detailed on policy, they're trying to will something into existence that will never happen.
Yeah.
This is a guy who promised that he would become presidential when he was elected to office.
Yeah. Mark Cuban yesterday was saying how much better Kamala will be for business. And he said nothing. Everything Trump says, someone has to try to explain it. I mean, it's the same washing we keep talking about. Nothing he says has any policy details or makes any sense.
No, it's rambling with no connection to reality. So, you know, it's a bit like, you know, patting him on the back for showing up and saying some words that are strung together. But there's no there.
Yeah. Let's talk about the gift that keeps on giving, Mark Robinson. You're welcome, North Carolina. We just left little breadcrumb, Mark Robinson breadcrumbs on our way out of North Carolina. But wait, there's more, Carl.
Oh, no.
He also said in the past.
Are you allowed to say this on the show?
Pardon me?
Are you allowed to say this live on the air?
Yes, this part. He said if the cops wanted to shoot an elderly black man, they should have shot Al Sharpton.
Wow.
Closing his mouth would do this nation good. He also had said Obama is a blackface, step and fetch it for liberal white America. Also said it's Oprah, the Wicked Witch, leading the way to sexing up the children. I mean, I agree with Jamie Harrison. We're going to win North Carolina, and I think that's the game. Don't you?
Yeah, I think that the fact that Republicans have, and this is the other thing, this narrative that they've distanced themselves from him. What a crock of baloney. It's just not true, right? Distancing themselves would be saying, I no longer endorse this guy. He's nuts. And I was wrong to support him because he was nuts before I found this out.
Yeah.
And that's not happening. And so I think that a lot of things are in jeopardy for Republicans in North Carolina. Not only are they clearly going to lose the governorship there, and perhaps by an extremely large margin, I think they could lose the lieutenant governorship. I think they are likely to lose the AG race there. you know, we'll see what happens with the congressional delegation. But most of all, I think this makes it far more likely that Harris will win in North Carolina. Because remember, one of the things that is important is enthusiasm. And if you have somebody who is hurting enthusiasm on your side, like Robinson, especially in a close race, it's going to have a big impact.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, Carl, you remain the most delightful scamp in politics.
I agree.
All right. MOOCsforCarl.com, I believe, is what you mentioned.
That's right.
All right. We love you, Carl. See you next week.
Bye.
There he goes. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Probiotics are the best probiotics.
They are. They really are. They can get through that stomach acid.
Right. Thank you. That, it's strong enough to dissolve metal. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, you know.
To work, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. It has to have survivability. Come with me if you want to stay alive.
That's not the line.
No. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic.
Uh-huh.
It is the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotics 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics.
Yes.
There's something Terminator-esque about it. It is like, right, you molts down into that molten lava and then reconstitutes. Which one is that?
That's Terminator 2.
Right. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, and even your mood. 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic. 100% risk-free today. 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites. And making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it, and you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. Okay. If I
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's Prescience and Preciousness, all rolled into one. Prescience, as it relates to Credo Mobile that she's been using for 20 years.
Yeah.
She barely even looks up from her work when she's like, yeah, I knew that. I've been using
it for
20 years.
She's on top of things.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I was all excited about it. I'm like, oh my God, did you know that they're the nation's only progressive phone company? She's like, yeah, I've been using them 20 years. And she did that eye roll. Whatever. Okay, they've given over $95 million to progressive causes. Jody gets to vote. You get to vote.
Yes.
All of us get to vote on what causes. Planned Parenthood, Rainforest Action Network, on and on. You name it. They give to all kinds of progressive nonprofits. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service.
Wow.
Yes, I can attest to that.
I appreciate that because I'm working with a company right now. They're customer service blows giant chunks. I hate that. Okay, so I appreciate good, friendly customer service. Yeah. Thank you. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, and go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. If you use that code STEF25 at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516. Dr. Doom coming up, and also Hal Sparks, sexy liberal.
Yeah.
On Sexy Liberal Phoenix Week.
It was his birthday yesterday.
I know, and Mark Hamill's. Mm-hmm. I tweeted and texted them happy birthday. They're Libras, like Mama. My birthday's Sunday. Guess who else is a Libra? Kamala Harris. I'll be celebrating my birthday with Kamala Harris on Sunday here in Los Angeles. When I say with, I mean
nearby.
In
the room.
I'll be
cheap,
near her
in the
too,
cheap seats.
Because I'll be in Los Angeles, so.
Yes, you'll be just as close.
Yeah, we'll be in the region. Yeah.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, buddy. Hi, Pete.
Good buddy every morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All righty then. So you guys were talking about Clay Higgins and the discussion on CNN yesterday.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Abby Phillips for asking the one question that I think every reporter should be asking from this point forward. Isn't it time to admit that you're wrong?
Yes.
And forget the Republican conservative commentator that she asked that question to in reference to the stories about the Haitian immigrants. And he just couldn't do it. He basically said, well, the reason we're talking about it like this is because our lunatic followers and supporters want us to talk about it like this. So this is why we're going to continue to talk about it like this, you know, regardless of the fact that we're putting people's lives in danger.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. He's a ridiculous liar. He's made his whole party into ridiculous liars. Like J.D. Vance, Raw Story tweeted, J.D. Vance's favorability likened to herpes in brutal poll analysis. All right. Speaking of medical diagnoses, Dr. Doom next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.